This practice elements approach offers solutions to some of the barriers we have discussed pertaining to implementation of EBPs. Most importantly, it is conducive to adaptation between treatment and context, and that adaptation can be reciprocal. By breaking down treatments into smaller elements, practitioners and clients are better able to choose therapeutic content that addresses the unique needs and techniques best suited to both the therapist and to the client and to the nature of the relationship. Content and techniques can also be selected and arranged according to the developmental stages of a young person. It is believed that this high level of adaptability to context may address some of the key barriers to EBPs currently reflected in provider attitudes, as well as characteristics of client populations and usual practice. There are also cost savings at a practice level. Rather than training staff in multiple elaborate EBPs that may overlap with one another or be incompatible, practice leaders can define elements that are commonly used for the problems that are seen in their client population.